Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're talking Shabbos 46, talking about Derech Eretz, proper manners. Rav Avya visited Rava's home here on Shabbos 46. Now, his shoes were muddied with mud, yet he put them up on a bed before Rava. Rava was annoyed and wished to vex him with questions. We're going to focus on that first part, but the Gemara continues and said that he said to him, "What's the reason that Rava and Rav Yosef both maintain that a naphtha lamp too may be handled?" Rav Avya answered, "It is because it is fit for covering a utensil." Rava responded, "If so, all stones of the yard may be handled since they are fit to cover a utensil." Rav Avya replied, "A naphtha lamp bears the character of a utensil since it has some use. It is not regarded as muksa, and other stones do not bear the character of a utensil and is regarded as muksa even though there is some use from it." I'd like to focus on the first part where Rav Avya was visiting Rava. He put the shoes, the muddy shoes, the yachi muddy shoes, on the bed before Rava. Obviously, this is not something that Rava liked. He was annoyed. He was upset. So he wished to pelt him with questions, obviously, because he didn't approve of what he did. If you walk into someone's house, you go into someone's abode, and you go into somebody's school, or you go into someone's base knesses or shul or something like that, you should treat the place with the proper derech eretz and the proper respect. A lot of people have an unwritten rule, we used to in our house also, that we should take off our shoes when we go home. Try to do that for us and our kids in order to try to keep the house a little more, you know, clean, a little more proper decorum and respect, and not to drag mud all over the place. By Rav Avya going to the house, he literally brought the mud all over the place and he put the mud on his bed, which really wasn't nice to the bed of Rava, wasn't nice to the house of Rava, wasn't really treating the house or his possessions and his property with respect. We should have the proper derech eretz, not just towards people and obviously towards Hashem and all those around us, but also to clothing and also to materials and also to possessions, including our beds and our homes and our cars. We should try to treat them properly with diligence and with respect and kavod. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu gave proper respect and gratitude towards the water and the sand that saved him, and he couldn't do it for the makos, hit that stuff, and if inanimate objects he could take care of, how much more so we should also. So we should make sure to properly maintain things and to keep cleanliness and decorum, especially in other people's houses and especially in the shuls and places we go, so that we want to make sure that we can keep the proper derech eretz and decorum wherever we go and in whatever we do. Join us next time on Shabbos 47 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.